Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He has been omnipresent for the past, I don't know, almost 20 years.
Don't forget BattleBots.
And BattleBots on television and here on the radio with us and on social media. And he is with us right now. So honored to have Chris Rose on with us. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And Chris, I want to dispel the rumors that you invented the tush push at a university school mixer with Hathaway Brown back in the early 90s. Is that true or false that you invented it?
Move on. Where are you trying? Are you trying to get anybody in trouble?
Sounded like
Come
it didn't, Chris.
I'm just saying. You're an innovator in this industry, my friend.
Yeah, no. Pass. I'll pass on that. Thank you, though. Pass.
And the NFL also passed on the tush push today, saying that they can still do it. What do you think of that?
I mean, yeah. As long as there's no proof that it harms players at an alarming rate, or any more so than any other play in football, why shouldn't it stay? I'm not a huge fan of it. Like, I don't love it. It's not, I don't get excited for the tush push. I'm surprised more teams aren't adept at it. But I mean, there's no reason to outlaw it. I think it was just because one team happened to be significantly better at it than others, and they have a quarterback that can squat 650 pounds and you don't.
Good point.
That sums it up perfectly, Chris. It really does.
Yeah, but, I don't think this one's really difficult.
They know how to block it, and they have the guy who can run it.
Chris, yep. How about the notion that you can now declare that you can now have an onside kick anytime during the game, and now your guys only have to line up 9 yards away rather than 10?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I'm happy that you can do it now at any point. Mm-hmm. I did always love, like, this. I have to admit, I always loved the surprise onside kick.
Yes,
when the kicker would try and recover it and occasionally do it successfully. Like, that's McAfee's favorite clip, I think, that he airs on his show, is him recovering one of those, I believe. And I always enjoyed that aspect of it. So I always thought the teams that were surprising got some sort of edge during the week, that the front line of the return team left early and didn't mind their P's and Q's. And I thought that was a huge coaching advantage. So I don't know. I mean, I do understand, once again, the safety aspect of everything that is being done. I totally do, because who the hell wants to lose a player on a play like that? Nobody does. But I loved the surprise element of it. I'll miss that. And I'm just happy that we're doing it more so than the last 2 minutes.
I wonder if there's any other alternative other than the, you know, 4th and 15 type of situation that they could put in there, Chris. And I wonder if they maybe try that on some experimental basis in the preseason or some other time. Or do you think the way that this is going, do you think this is good, the 9 yards and any time during the game?
Well, I don't think you could do it on an experimental basis. Nobody's running onside kicks in preseason games either. They just don't do it. So I don't think you would ever get a real feel for how that would work anyway in a preseason. But I do agree with you. If there's some other method of getting it done, I'm all for looking at it. I always thought the 4th and 15 was kind of fascinating because of the percentages. Like, I think, wouldn't you feel like your team would have a better chance of making 4th and 15?
Yes.
Than recovering an onside kick?
100%.
Yeah, it would be pretty punitive if you didn't, though. You could really get in, you know, obviously,
yeah, but
great
that's
field
the way
position. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
the way it should be.
I might be more in favor of 1st and 20 or 1st and 25, because it's that much harder.
15 is not a lot of yards.
It doesn't seem impossible. Although I'm sure that they've done the math on it and said, well, first and 15 is maybe the hardest. I would hope that they, that people who are a proponent of first and 15.
Yeah, I would imagine that they've done stuff like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't you see the second guessing, though?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Draw play. Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There'd be a ton of that stuff.
That would be great. That would be a lot of fun. There's been some rumbling about Deshaun Watson and a recovery. And a recovery that puts him on the football field sooner than we would all expect. What do you think about that? And with the Browns, could you activate Deshaun Watson, have him on the team, and not have him start?
I personally don't think so. And once again, I don't have any information. I haven't talked to anybody that would know this because my focus is the preseason. With what I do with the team, and he's not going to play in the preseason, certainly at this rate.
No.
And it certainly doesn't feel like anytime soon. When Jimmy Haslam came out and said, we took a big swing and we missed, that sounded past tense to me.
Sure did, didn't it?
Yeah, and so I think everything that they are doing moving forward is to hope that one of the two lottery tickets that they got in the third and fifth round can be a starter and at the very least give them an extremely competent backup moving forward. And that the trade to get out of two is all geared toward next year when the quarterback class is supposed to be a good one. So that's the way I see all of this. And what does that mean for Deshaun Watson? I personally can't see it in this uniform. I just can't. I can't because I don't. Here's why. Number one, I can't unsee what I saw the last couple of years on the field. And if the goal is to get this team back to the playoffs and eventually win a Super Bowl, I don't see that happening with that quarterback. That's the way I assess it. Maybe I'm off.
Or maybe you're right on the money. I think we all feel the same way. There's nothing that we've seen that would make you think that he's the right guy for this job. However, you remember him in Houston. I remember him in Houston. Andy, Dan, we chatted about this earlier. None of us think that that guy is ever going to show up here. Do you?
Well, I will ask you this. How many quarterbacks had an enormous donut hole in their career? What I mean was, came out of the gate great. You know, in 2017, he was awesome, blew out his knee. Then he came back, became three-time Pro Bowler. The last time he was good was 2020. That is five full seasons ago. Even Kurt Warner, my friend and colleague at NFL Network, he disappeared for a little while and then he got it back. So that's like a rare, rare exception. I don't know if there's many other quarterbacks that have done something like that. It just, it does not happen. Guys have bad years. My guys might even have a bad 2-year stretch, but to literally disappear for 5 years, I mean, good luck finding me that guy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, let me switch gears. I want to talk a little bit about baseball with you. We'll get to the Guardians in a second. You were one of the first people I thought of when Rob Manfred decided that, you know, like, hey, if you're not alive, you're eligible for the Hall of Fame. And I know it's the, you know, the summer topic on every radio station in the world about Pete Rose. But your thoughts on when the decision went down on that and that, you know, it's your namesake there. So I figured you were probably one of the first people I thought of.
Yeah, I've put a lot of stuff out there on social media about this.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the reinstatement. It was not a lifetime ban. That's not what it was. It was a permanent ban. And, you know, you can have a separate discussion as to why Rob Manfred may have changed his mind. And obviously that becomes somewhat of a political ball at this point that gets thrown in the air. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to focus on the decision itself. It does not mean that Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. In fact, I would be surprised if he did get in. I stood firm on this, that I don't think he should get into the Hall of Fame for a few reasons. Number one is I think you are turning the back on the sport itself. And people, I do understand why some people's judgment is clouded because of half of the teams playing their regional games on FanDuel. Like, I get that. I do understand it. But there is a difference between doing business with gambling sites and not allowing your players and the people that work for the sport to gamble on it. I work in the NFL. We have segments that are sponsored by DraftKings and FanDuel and have a relationship, I believe, still with Caesars. But as an employee of the NFL, you know what I can't do? I can't gamble on sports, and so I don't. So there is a distinction that you know about. People can say it's hypocritical or whatever, but you know that. You know that. And by the way, Pete Rose didn't have to deal with that stuff back in the day. And people say, well, he only gambled on his team to win and stuff like that. Well, but he perpetuated a lie for 15 years after he was permanently banned. And when he finally came clean was when he could finally make a buck off of it. And that bothered me. And then since then, there have been other things off of the field, inappropriate relationship with somebody that was 16 that he admitted to. This isn't something that might have happened. It's something that he did. He was in his 30s and had a relationship with a 16-year-old. Now, once again, I know there are horrible people in the Hall of Fame. I don't know how you take them out. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the logistics are for that. And if people want to look into that, great. All I'm saying is you don't let another one in that doesn't deserve it, because people say, well, it's not the Hall of Heavenly Good, and why are you being holier than thou? I understand that, but there is a character clause. So do one of several things. Get rid of the character clause, which I would be perfectly fine with, and then it doesn't matter. You can let whomever you want in, and that stuff would still be disgusting in my book, but if you want to have a Hall of Fame with that, but if you're going to have a character clause, I personally don't want to hang around with the people who think that that part of your character is okay. That's where I sit on this whole thing.
All right, Chris, I just want to get your reaction because you were one of the first people I thought of when the story came down. And we appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon next week. Let's do this again.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.